Michael, first, congratulations. But what does winning the Ed Block Courage Award mean to you?
Well, thank you, John. I mean, for me, it just kind of symbolizes the road I've taken to get back on the football field. I mean, and to be voted by your teammates for an award like this, it makes it all the more special. But, you know, I can't take all the credit for this award myself. I mean, I had a whole team around me this offseason that helped me and supported me throughout my whole journey back to doing what I love to do, and starts with my wife, number one, and a whole lot of doctors and my family and the people that believed in me that I could come back, and me just going to work and continuing to just believe in the process and know that if there was a way back on the field that I would find it. So,
you know, you've been pretty reflective, but were there any times that you felt like, you know, well, maybe this isn't going to happen?
There was a couple times, yeah, there was a few, but I think that's when you just, you know, lean on the people around me. You know, like I said, my wife was there every day and supported me and what I was doing, and had a whole team of other people with me, including doctors and trainers and my family. And so without them, I think this wouldn't have happened. But no, it's just an unbelievable honor to be nominated by your teammates, because that's the ultimate respect. And, you know, that's what really matters. So,
yeah, even during the comeback, you had a little setback getting released. But mm-hmm. How did you stay positive then? Did you feel like, you know, I'm right on the edge?
Well, you know, I knew that I was, you know, I had a helmet, I was running around, I felt great. And so I knew I just kept putting in the work. You know, that was just a minor adversity compared to the year that I went through. You know, there's a whole life outside of football. I knew that, you know, I just continue to work and, you know, I would figure it out regardless. I mean, it's kind of, this whole thing kind of transcended football. And, you know, football became secondary. But ultimately, I knew that if there was a way back on the field, I'd figure it out. And just kept working and continued to work and just believe in my abilities. And was able to, you know, have an opportunity back with the Saints. So I'm just very grateful for that.